Words of Torah this evening should be Le'ilui Nishmas, my sister-in-law's mother, who just passed away on Shabbos. Chai Gitalfega Bas Be'el Bluma, and Hashem Hashem and Aliyah. And for Rafua Shalema, for my brother Moshe Tzvi for the Simcha, and also for all those who were injured in the attacks over the past few days. And our words should be a Shmira for Am Yisrael, wherever they find themselves. This is the last minutes before Mashiach is coming. Hashem should protect His people and bring Yeshua Hashem, Karafayin. What do we have except the words of Torah, Yitzchayim Hil Vachazikimah? What do we have if not words of Torah to keep us sane in these moments of insanity? Over Shabbos, I was eating lunch with a Jew who shared a teaching from his Rebbe. He didn't say his Rebbe's name, otherwise I would say it. He said when a person is not well, sometimes if things get very bad, he has to go to a place which is designated, Baruch Hashem. We have much nicer and better names for these things nowadays, but they have to go to insane asylum. And he said from his Rebbe that if a person wants to stay sane, sometimes the place that we go is to the sane asylum. The sane asylum is the four amos of halacha, is the Beis Medrash. And to turn a home into a Beis Medrash is also something. To create a sense of sanity in a world which we know, Baruch Hashem, we have emunah shlema, that Hashem is running everything. And everything is okay, but in a certain way, we who have limited perspective, even we who are Malei Amuna, feel the mashal of the tzaddikim, what they said, not a mashal, we feel it real. That at the end of days, the Yitzhahara is mamish, taking a rope that we're all hanging onto with two hands and just swinging it up and down as hard as he can. And it gets hard to hold on, but ultimately, the Torah is our guide. The Torah is what helps us to stay focused and to maintain a sense of emunah, a sense of knowing that Hashem is in control of everything. And as we've been learning over the past year and a bit, of course, it's the letters of the Aleph Beis that are the bedrock of the Torah, the bedrock of creation. And so we'll try, Mirtz Hashem, tonight to study one of the letters of the Aleph Beis as a nechama for our people. Sfarim say that the month which is most difficult for the Jewish people, Menachem Av, is called Menachem Av because the Aleph Beis is what's Menachem, the Jewish people. Menachem Av. So we should be zochet to nechama and to see Yeshua Bekarav. As I mentioned last week, the last few letters of the Aleph Beis, at least the set of Kuf, Resh, and Shin, are grouped together by Chazal, and that wonderful Gemara and Shabbos that we referred to so many times and we'll refer to again tonight. Before you get to the letter Taf, those last four letters, not including Taf, the last three letters, excuse me, not including Taf, of Kuf, Resh, and Shin, which we started last week, are more difficult letters. They're more difficult because they make up the word sheker. They're more difficult for reasons that we'll explore tonight, and we explored last week, and we'll explore next week in Mirtz Hashem. And the last mission in Edios. Edios is a remarkable masechta of testimonies from Chazal. Testimonies that were handed down from Rebbe to Talmud, from Talmud to Talmud, going all the way down until it was recorded by Rav Yehuda Nasi in a Masechta called Maseches Edios. And the last Mishnah in Maseches Edios reads as follows. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua, the great Tana, said, Mekabel ani mi Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. I was Mekabel from Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sheshama mirabo v'rabo mirabo. We heard from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe heard from his Rebbe. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, halacha that goes all the way back to Moshe coming down from Har Sinai. She'in Eliyahu ba, that Eliyahu Hanavi does not come at the end of days, those end of days that we're waiting for so much, that Eliyahu Hanavi does not come El Rachik Hamikuravim Ulekariv Hamarchakim. The job of Eliyahu Hanavi is to come and to bring close those who are far away from each other, and to spread out those who are a little bit too close. In the Sefer Bas Ayin, one of the Gedolei Chassidim who moved to Eretz Yisrael, is buried in Tzfas. The Bas Ayin quotes from the Tzaddik of Sadolkov, more well known as the Degel Machane Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. At least that's who I assume it is. I don't know any other tzaddikim from Sadolkov. And the Degel Machane Ephraim, who was this student and grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, taught that this Mishnah in Edios, that Eliyahu Hanavi's job is to come and to be merachik as samar kuravim ulekariv as samar chakim, is a reference to our Gemara in Shabbos. Amar Harav Tzadik Misadolkov, Zichron Levracha, Bir Masha Amru Chazal, that which Chazal say, Ein Eliyahu Ba El Lekarev Esamar Ruchakim Bizroa, Ulerachik Esamar Kuravim Bizroa. Ki Iker Bechinas Bias Eliyahu, what is Eliyahu Novi's whole goal? Ye Lekarev Bechinas Emes. If you remember last week, we spoke about how the letters Emes, Aleph, Mem, and Tav, are far away from each other. Remember Ruchakim. Aleph in the beginning, Mem in the middle, Tav at the end. And the Gemara asks, why is that? And it says, because Emes is hard to come by. Truth is hard to come by. And Sheker, why is Sheker so close to each other? Because it's so easy, because the world is so filled with Sheker. It's so easy to fall into Sheker. And Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come, and he's going to distance those that are close together. In other words, he's going to dissipate Sheker. Those who are called close together, the letters of Kuf, Resh, and Shin, which is Sheker, Eliyahu Hanavi will come and distance those letters from each other so that they won't be found so commonly. That we won't have to read and see with our eyes that the world doesn't understand the Jewish people, that the world doesn't understand what we're about, what this land is about. And he'll be Makarev the Merchakim, he'll be Makarev Emes to the world, the Aleph and the Mem and the Tav that are so spread out, that are not together because it's so hard to come by. Eliyahu Hanavi will bring that back into the world in a holy way. So those letters of Kuf and Resh and Shin, tonight we'll study the letter Resh, are difficult letters. They're hard letters. We're hoping that ultimately those letters are spread out and they are not near each other and we don't have to deal with them so much. And that's a difficult thing because all along we've been working with the assumption, a Kabbalah that we have from the Maharal, that every letter in the Aleph is a Koach. And a Koach, as we sort of alluded to last week, is not good or bad. A Koach is something that Hashem puts into the world. And we have the ability, we human beings are given the ability to co-opt that koach for good or for bad. The problem is when we go to our Gemara that has led us all along to see beauty and has led us to learn something, B'derech Avoda, from the letters of the Aleph Beis, we come to the letter Resh, and there's a little part of us that's crestfallen. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, can't resist reading the first line again. Not going to be so many more times we get to do this. Amar le Rabbanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Asu Dar Deki Ha'idna Lebei Midrasha. Amar Mile Da Afilu B'Yemei Yeshua ben Nun Lo Itmar Kvatayho. Some children came to the Beis Medrash and they started saying things that we haven't heard since the days of Yeshua ben Nun. When they got to the letters Kuf and Resh, they said, Kuf is Kadosh, like we spoke about last week. Holy mimicking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Resh, Rachman Litzlan, Reish is Russia. Reish stands for Russia. And not only does Reish stand for Russia, but the Gemara continues, my time mahadir ape the kuf. Why is it that the kuf doesn't look at the Reish? Why can't the kuf look at the Reish? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein ani yachol istakel b'Rasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, who is the source of our mimicry. He says, I cannot even bear to look at the Rasha. The Reish is a letter which is stooped over, it's hunchbacked. And if we can remember all the way back to the letter Dalet, you'll recall that the letters Dalet and Reish are very similar, both in terms of the way they look, and also in terms of their meaning. But there's a tremendous difference, a world of difference between Dalet and Reish, really a sugi which is so big we don't have time for right now. A little bit we'll touch on it, but the whole sugi of Dalet and Reish, we could spend the whole evening on. But a little bit, if we want a glimpse into the difference between the Dalet and the Reish, we'll remember that Dalet, what was Dalet? Dalet was Delais. Delais le megarme klum. It has nothing. Like Dal. Kedalim ukerashim dafaknu delasecha. Like impoverished and kedalim, like impoverished people and rashim, paupers, become knocking on your door. Dalet and Reish. Dalim verashim. The difference is that whereas Dalet means I have nothing, Delais le megarme klum. I have nothing of my own. Dalet is a holy letter because it's this understanding that everything that I have, all the talents that I have, and all of the gifts that I have from a Ribbono Shel Olam, physical, spiritual, all of those things that Hashem gives me, Delais le megarme klum, it's the realization that all I am, if you recall back to the Shir, all I am is just a screen that Hashem is projecting all of this good onto. But Reish means abject poverty. It means a pauper on the level of not having anything. It's not Delais le megarme klum. It's Delais le klum. It has nothing. It's a Rasha stooped over who has absolutely nothing. It's not what we spoke about a few weeks ago, the Tzadik Kafuf. It's a person who is just completely absorbed in the world of evil. Kuf Kadosh Reish Rasha. So much does the Gemara want us to make sure that we don't confuse the Dalet and the Reish, that just one page earlier the Gemara reminds us, Uchsavtam Tieksiva Tama. The Pasuk says, Uchsavtam Laos Al Yadecha. You should write them down. You should write down the words of the Torah. And the Gemara darshins ksiva tama. Make sure you write clearly, because there are some letters that look similar. And the Gemara tells us, make sure shalo yichtov dalsin reishin vereishin dalsin. Don't confuse the Dalet and the Reish, because the Dalet is holy, and the Reish is the Rasha. The Dalet is a tzaddik who recognizes that he belongs in a list of people, as we find in one of the Halalukas, that together with those who are blind and those who are almanos and those who are yisomim, the tzaddik puts himself there because he realizes he mamish has nothing without Hashem. Leis le megarme klum. And the Reish has nothing. So just to touch on this sugya for one moment, because we need it in order to explain the letter Reish. You know, sometimes in the Torah, Hashem wants us to look at something more carefully. So He gives us a siman. Sometimes there are dots on the top of words in the Torah. Sometimes there are small letters, sometimes there are big letters. One of the places where we find a big letter in the Torah is Dvarim Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Baal Turim tells us in source number 6, why is the Dalet Gedola? Why do we have a Masorah that in every Sefer Torah the Dalet is spelled a little bit bigger? It's written little bit bigger. Dalet Gedola, says the Baal Turim, Shalotita Bireish, so that we shouldn't confuse it with a Reish. And Chas V'Shalom think that we're supposed to read it as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Acher, a different God. To take the moment of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, of unification of Hashem's name, and to turn that into an opportunity to express our belief in another God, in a different God, would be a tragedy. And the Baal Turim continues, V'chein reish delo sishtachvel el acher, ha-reish gedola shalotita bedalid. And similarly, in Sefer Shmos, we find an enlarged reish, ki lo sishtachva le'el acher, not to bow down to a foreign god. Because if we would confuse that reish for a dalet, as the Gemara instructs us, shel yichtov dalsin reishin, reishin dalsin, don't write your dalet as a reish, don't write your reish as a dalet. Because if we confuse the dalet and the reish, if a Jew falls prey to confusing the dalet, which is a rasha, the reish which is a rasha with the dalet which is leisli megarmi klum, it's all from Hashem. There's only Hashem. Hashem Echad. This could be the greatest catastrophe. So the reish gets a bad rap. There's a sefer that I read this summer about a tzaddik, who's a grandson of Rav Dessler, remarkable Rosh Hashiva who died before his time. A tzaddik named Reb Blazer Geldzahler. And he said over a teaching from the Rebbe of the Milwaukee Rebbe, that he was fond of, he would repeat it to the Bachrim all the time. Rebbe said that there was once a jeweler who was contracted by the king to take his most precious jewel and to carve it and to shape it and to make it beautiful so that the king would put it in his crown. And this jeweler spent weeks and weeks and months on etching, on carving, on perfecting this stone. And a few days before he was supposed to present it at a large ceremony to the king, he was putting some extra polish, some finishing touches on the stone, and the stone slipped out of his hand and fell on the floor and broke. This jeweler was not only worried for his parnassa, he was worried for his life. So he wouldn't get the commission, okay, but this was the king's most precious stone. And he was beside himself until a friend came to him and said, you know what? It's true, there's a large crack in the stone. But from that large crack, why don't you take that large crack and start to etch into the stone the king's coat of arms? From that crack in the stone, take that crack and go out in both directions and create the king's coat of arms. So that when the king takes that stone and he puts it in his crown, it'll be beautiful, it'll have the country's coat of arms in it. And the reish who has nothing, the reish is the rasha, who's not trying to be better, but who's failing constantly, all the time. He didn't make resolutions on Rosh Hashanah. That same reish, the Gemara tells us back in source number 3 at the end of the Gemara. Umay taima mahadra tagea the kuf lagabi reish. Why does the crown of the kuf face the reish? Amar kodesh baruch hu im chozer bo ani kosher bo keser kamosi. And kodesh baruch hu says that if the reish, if the rasha does tshuva, if the rasha who seems to have absolutely nothing going for him, that it has nothing, to serve Hashem with, he's a totally broken vessel. If he does tshuva, he'll be zoche that cracked stone will have the king's coat of arms etched into it. And he'll be able to put it into the king's crown. See, this is this friend of the jeweler is the tzaddik. The tzaddik who comes to a person who's totally broken, who knows how to go to a Jew or to a Jewess who seems like they're totally off. And the tzaddik is the one, or the tzaddikes is the one, but we need our Jews who can go to these people and to show them that there's really something inside of them still. To look a little bit deeper beyond the reish, and to show them that even though it looks like the reish is no longer a dalet, that little kotz, that little yud, which is attached to the end of the reish that makes it into a dalet, fell off, but that they're not lost forever. That is the tzaddik's job. We're in the month of Cheshvan, according to different schools of thought. Corresponds to different months, to different Shvatim. According to some tzaddikim, Cheshvan corresponds to one of the two sons of Yosef HaTzaddik. When Yosef HaTzaddik was born, the Torah tells us, "Vatar vatele ben vatomer asaf elokim escher pasi." Rachel says, "Hashem gathered in my cherpasi, my embarrassment, my shame." Vatikras shmo Yosef leimor Yosef Hashem li ben acher. That Hashem has granted me another son. In addition to all my surrogate children, Hashem has granted me another son, ben acher. And the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch in source number 9, Bir Ha'admor Tzemach Tzedek. Sha'avodas Yosef, that the whole avoda of Yosef HaTzadik and those who walk in the footsteps of Yosef HaTzadik. He has askos im elu harachokim, mitoro mitzvos, is to be osek in those who are far away from Torah mitzvos, shem begeder acher, who are completely acher, they're estranged, they're different, they're outside. She'inu b'tzara kedusha, they're not part of the kuf of kadosh. Like it says in the Tanya, in the 6th parak, Sitra Achra. The Lashon of Sitra Achra means those who are Acher, those who are outside of the rubric of Kedusha. Ula hafcham at shenasim b'chinas ben l'kadosh baruch hu. Banam atem l'Hashem l'kecha. That Yosef, the avoda of Yosef, is Yosef Hashem li ben Acher, to turn an Acher into a ben. To turn someone who feels like they're a reish, to show them that really, really the koach of the dalet is still inside them. That the piece of a Jew that they've covered over and covered over is really still there inside them. Very famously, Rabbi Nachman in Torah Reish Pei Beis quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim on the third line over here. That David HaMelech said, Od ma'at ve'ein rasha. Just a little bit more. Yosef. A little bit more. Od ma'at, if you add just a little bit to the reish, or if you help the reish to bring out that which is latent inside of him. Od ma'at ve'ein rasha visbonanta al mekomo ve'einena. If you look in his place, you look at the place of his origin, he'll disappear, the rasha will disappear, and what will be left is a holy Jew. Rabbi Nachman, in another place, points out that, you know, the word Rebbe, he's saying it in a little bit of a different way, but the word Rebbe is Rosh Tevos Rabban Shel Yisrael, which means the teacher of all the Jewish people. And it also stands for Rishayim Bachoshech Yishalechu. Rishayim walk around in darkness. Because a Rebbe has the ability to decide between a Reish and a Rosh. A Rebbe is the one who can bring out the difference between someone who feels like I'm a Rasha walking in darkness, or alternatively, a Rebbe can make someone feel that I'm Rosh B'nai Yisrael. So it's not a coincidence that there was a tzaddik named Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, of course, is referred to all over Shas as Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish is the one who started off as some sort of bandit or a gladiator, lived in the underworld, and was brought back by his Rebbe, and he was shown, like the Gemara says in source number 17, he was shown that he could use his chel chala raisa, he could use his strength for Torah. Ultimately, it's really not for now, but ultimately, tragically, Reish Lakish would not make it to the end of his life as we would have expected, because he felt that Rabbi Yochanan didn't really believe in him. I have to share this just because of the teaching from Rabbi Nachman that we said before, that at the end of his life, Rabbi Yochanan made a remark that the Gemara shares, that Rabbi Yochanan said when they were having a halachic argument about something to do with knives, he said, "Ah, you know better because you're the knife expert." And listen to the words that Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish said tragically, he said, "When I was the head of the thieves, they used to call me Rebbe. And now that I'm here, they also call me Rebbe. So what did I gain?" And if you think about that teaching from Rabbi Nachman, that Rebbe stands for Rosh B'nai Yisrael, and it stands for Rishayim B'choshech Yisaleichu. What Reish Lakish was saying is, I could see you don't really believe in me. You still think I'm the Rasha who's walking in darkness. And our job at the end of days, in the Ikvus of the Meshicha, is to remind our brothers and sisters who feel like a Reish that Od Ma'at Ve'ein Rasha. If we could just be Mosif a little bit, Yosef Li Ben Acher, to turn an Acher into a Ben, to turn a Reish back into a Dalet. The famous teaching from the Baal Shem, that the Baal Shem Tov said that if I could love the biggest tzaddik, the way that Hashem loves the biggest rasha, so then maybe we'd have a chance at doing something big in the world. To understand that the reish is a rasha, and there's no touching it up. The reish is a rasha through and through. He's not a tzaddik kafuf. He's a rasha. But to understand that as deep as the rasha goes, Hashem is just waiting for the Rasha to be chozer b'tshuva, so that he can take the broken jewel of the Rasha, which now is turned into the coat of arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to put it in his crown, to turn it into a keser. In the words of the Rambam on source 12 in Hilchos Tshuva, Gidola tshuva shemekareves is ha'adam l'shechina. How great is tshuva? How much do we have to believe in tshuva? We have to believe that the reish, that the rasha, could be brought still tachas kanfei ha'shechina. In the italics, emesh hayizeh sanoi lifnei ha'makom. Yesterday, this reish, the kuf couldn't even look at the reish, like the Gemara says. Sanoi lifnei ha'makom, eshukatz maruchak. Distant. V'to'eva, abominable. V'hayom hu ahuv nechmad karuv yedid. And within a matter of moments, od ma'at ve'ein resha. Just a little bit looking differently at the Russia, and we're able to bring out something from the Russia that was there all along. That resh, which is Russia, Rabbi Akiva writes in Osios to Rabbi Akiva, that resh is also rosh. Reish is also Rosh. Reish, Rosh. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Rosh L'Kol Olam Kulo. You know, Russia is also Rosh HaTevos Ribono Shel Olam. The Russia also has Rosh inside of him. He also has the Ribono Shel Olam. The Russia is just waiting for someone to show him that the Ribono Shel Olam is still there. And so, of course, the Reish, which is abject poverty, has mamish nothing. It's missing that yud which makes the resh into a dalad, that little coat of the yud that's on the end of the resh to make it into a dalad. But of course, in source number 15, the Oiv Yisrael of Apt, the one who understood this deeper than anyone else, who loved Jews with an ava that was Eino Tuliya B'davar, the Oiv Yisrael taught that Hayud Hu Nekuda, a yud is a dat, Hu Mizua Nekuda Nishave Kola Osios. From that yud, a person is able to make any letter in the world. Hainu Kol Os Shetirza Litzayer. That means if I want to draw any letter, tzarech ata mikodem lahatchil benekudas yud. You have to start with the yud. And then from there you can go up, down, right, left, you can go wherever you want. And so like Rabbi Nachman said, v'od ma'at v'ein rasha v'hisbonanta al mikomo v'einenu. What does it mean you have to look at the mikomo? It means you have to look at the origin. Makomo means his origin, where he came from. And every letter, even the resh, even the rasha, came from a yud. Even the rasha came from a yud. Even a Jew who went totally off course and became stooped over, who started off straight and then took a downward turn like a resh, that Jew started as a yud. Visponanta al makomo. To look where that Jew came from, where he started from. And even though he's a rash, he's a pauper now, but this pauper was a prince. He was a yud. He started as a ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you realize that the resh is really just covering up, it's just disguising the letter yud, you can turn a person who's a rasha b'choshech yisaleichu into a rosh b'nei Yisrael. Was it not Reish Lakish himself who taught in source number 16? Am Reish Lakish gedola tshuva shezdonos nasa lo kishkagos. And if it's tshuva me'ava, gedola tshuva shezdonos nasa lo kizachuyos. That if a person feels loved and if a person can come to a place of tshuva me'ava, so then his cracked jewel becomes the coat of arms of Hashem and gets placed in the crown of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the story that we've mentioned before, that the Yid HaKadosh was once driving through a forest with one of his Hasidim, and they got to the edge of the forest towards a little town, and the Hasid started hiding his face, and he said, "Oi Rebbe, if you only knew what I did in that town before I became your Hasid, I wish I could just destroy all of it, I wish I could just erase it all and make it all go away." And the Yid HaKadosh, the Yehudi HaKadosh, turned to him and said, "Chas v'shalom, we're not mevater on a single one of those averos. Every one of those averos could become a jewel that's put in the crown of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Zal Hashem," that's what he said. And I have no doubt that he's referring to this Gemara in Shabbos. That the Rasha, when he's Chozer B'Tshuva, Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I'll tie a crown to his head just like I wear a crown to my head. And so the Reish, which is 200, you know, the Mishnah in Peah, in source number 14, the Mishnah in Peah tells us that mi sheyesh lo masayim zuz lo yito leket shecho peah umayser ani. In order to be eligible for all of the different maestros aniim that are discussed in Maseches Peah, a person has to not have. You can't have 200 zuz. If you have 200 zuz, you've crossed the threshold of poverty. It means that you have enough money that you're not considered a pauper anymore. You're not considered an ani anymore. And so the resh, who is a rash, who is not the leisli megarme klum, but the leisli klum yimamish has nothing, that's what we think. But the resh, which is 200, the resh, which is begamatria 200, is ever so gently reminding us that even though I'm a Rasha, even though I'm stooped over, and I'm missing my Yud, or so it looks like I am, but it's just hidden in the beginning of the Resh. Visbonanta al-Makoma. Even though it looks like I'm nothing, So remember that I'm still 200. I'm not an Ani. I might be an Ani, I might be Rash, because like the Gemara says, Ein Ani Ela Bedas. The only person who's really an Ani is a person who's lacking understanding. And maybe this person was never told, or was never shown, that they started as a Yud. Maybe no one reminded them that they were a child of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Maybe no one ever showed them that even though right now I'm a Shukat, Zumaruchak, V'toev, tomorrow, the next second, forget tomorrow, the very next second, I could be Ohiv Nechmad Karuv Yedid. And so if we go back to the first source, that Eliyahu Navi who we spoke about, B'derech Drash, that the Dega Machane Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, taught us that he's going to come and he's going to distance Sheker and he's going to bring close Emes. But if we go back to the simple interpretation, that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the one leading the charge, and we following right behind him, to go over to those Jews, ourselves included, and those that we can help because we're fortunate enough to be able to study Torah and to have been raised in a Torah way. So Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, and Halach L'mosh Mi'sinai She'in Eliyahu Ba, to bring close those who have been distanced, not because they deserve to be distanced. And I'm not trying to edit the Mishnah. There are those who came close that deserve to be far away. But there are so many who were distanced. They were pushed away because somebody didn't say something right to them. Because somebody said something not so nice, or maybe because someone could have said something that they never said. And the teaching of the Reish is that even the Rasha, not a bent over tzaddik, certainly not a kadosh, but even the Rasha, if we look at the Rasha right, od ma'at ve'ein Rasha. In the words of Rabbi Nachman, tzarich ata l'chapesu l'vakesh l'mtzobo ma'at tov, shesham, in that place, in the yud that he started from, in Komo, Eino Rasha, Vizeo Va'od Ma'at Ve'ein Rasha. Shetzarach Ata Levakish Ba'od Ma'at Tov Sheish Ba'odayin. You have to look, there's a little bit still left, a little bit good in that person. Sheshom Einenu Rasha. In that place, he's not bad. Ki Afop Yeshu Rasha. Because even though he is a Rasha, I mean, what are you going to do? The Reish is a Rasha. That's what the Gemara tells us. Eich Efshar She'en Bo Ma'at Tov Adayin. How can it not be that Roshem of the letter Yud that he started from not still be there? It has to be there still. Va'ata, and you, the one who's done oso l'chav schus, the one who shows him and says, don't you see that you started good? If you're able to be good then, so then why don't you continue being good now? Al yedei za'ata ma'lo oso be'emes mikav chov l'chav schus. Then a person really reaches down deep and brings the person from the tzad of chov to the tzad of schus. And then a person comes and like Reish Lakish, Reish, becomes Rosh B'nai Yisrael. And this Tshuva Me'ava and his donos become Zechuyos. V'zeu Od Ma'at Vein Rasha, and this is what it means, Od Ma'at Vein Rasha, Al Yedei Shemotze Ba'Rasha Od Ma'at Tov, since you found a little bit. Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher, turned the Acher back into a Ben. You look at this person's real madrigo where he came from. He's no longer in that place where he was. Since I found a little bit more good in that person, or in myself, as Rabbi Nachman goes on to say. So we'll end with one teaching from the Sefer Medrash Pinchas in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. One of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, presumably working off of that teaching that I said before, if only I could love the greatest tzaddik, the way Hashem loves the greatest Rasha. And we'd be able to do a little something in this world, be able to bring people back. So the Baal Shem Tov had a student whose name was Rabbi Yehuda Leib Mochiach. And Rabbi Yehuda Leib, in source number 11, was quoted as saying, Mashiach yamalamed zchus al kol Yisrael. If it's true that Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come to be Makari of those who are far away, who's going to bring the Rasha back to his place, back to his Yud, back to his Yid. If that's true, so then Mashiach ultimately, who Eliyahu is just coming to announce, Mashiach is going to be the one who's going to be able to be Malamed Zchus. Hodan es kol ha'olam l'kav zchus. Al kol Yisrael afilu al harshayim. Even on all the little races. And through Mashiach's coming and being Malamed Zchus on those Jews and showing them that they're really good, through us and the Bechina of Mashiach that's in every single one of us, going and showing people in our families and our friends and random people on the street that they're still good, that they are good. So he said, Tzadik katan oy v'sham kitana. What a great line. A little tzaddik is able to like and love and show ahava towards a little Russia. But a tzaddik gadol, a big tzaddik, is able to oiv rishayim gedolim even. He's even able to find some beauty, some tzidkus in a big Russia. Abba Mashiach, Abba Mashiach, ye oiv umlamed zchus afil arishayim gemurim, even on the worst of the worst. And therefore, each of us, all of us, who are malamed zchus, on people who we can influence to show them that they're not so far away from the Dalit. That the difference between Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Acher, is a world of difference. Because what does it mean, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? It means I've convinced myself that I'm no longer part of that Echad, that unity of Hashem. Hashem is Echad over the whole world, but I've somehow extricated myself from that Achdus Hashem. That itself is Kfira. No person can remove themselves from the Echad of Hashem. To be Mishtachav el Acher means that I've confused the Echad and I've said, Hashem's Achdus only reaches so far, but me, I'm so low. Or someone I know, that person is so low that Hashem's Echad doesn't reach to that place. Mashiach's going to come and show us that that's not true. That Hashem's Echad reaches down even into the deepest, deepest depths. And anyone who's able to do that, any Jew who's able to do that, to arouse that feeling in another person or in themselves, is awakening a little bit of Bechina, a little bit Mashiach. The world is waiting for Mashiach big time. The world is waiting for Mashiach big time. And anything we can do to try to bring that a little bit closer, to spend some time on a Monday night to remind ourselves that we really are good. And that people who sometimes seem a little crude, a little unpolished, they really still are good. We started as a Yud. Mirtz Hashem, Hashem will give us the strength to continue. To reveal that we'll be zochet to come to that day when we'll end as Yud as well. You should see it soon. Shkach.